President Ahmadinejad, seemingly emboldened by the Bali Declaration, thanked fellow D8 member nations for their support.
I would like to take this chance to thank the member states of D8 for committing themselves to defend the peaceful use and the development of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, which has been enshrined in the Bali Declaration.
The Bali Declaration agreed members should cooperate to develop alternative energy sources, including the use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. The United States and its European allies are seeking to halt Iran's uranium enrichment program, which they say is being used to develop nuclear weapons, a charge Tehran denies. Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, who took over the rotating leadership of the D8 Saturday from Mr. Ahmadinejad, says the Iranian leader is willing to talk with the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA.
In my conversation with President Ahmadinejad, he is willing actually to continue its talk with IAEA, to continue a diplomatic talk, of course, with the hope that everybody has a genuine attitude and it is really serious in finding just peaceful and proper solutions.
At a news conference at the end of the D8 conference, the Iranian leader rallied against, criticized what he called bully nations, and defended Iran's right to develop its nuclear program.
We believe that every nation of the world has a right to make peaceful use of nuclear energy.
He said Iran is ready to talk about its nuclear program, but it will not do so under the threat of force. Though Iran's troubles with the West largely overshadowed the Saturday summit, the summit's original purpose was to focus on trade and development issues, and the countries did reach agreements on trade and customs and discuss development issues affecting their nations. Aside from Indonesia and Iran, the D8 groups together Malaysia, Pakistan, Turkey, Nigeria, Bangladesh, and Egypt. Nancy Malia Collins, VOA News, Bali.